The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
New York State's delegation to the Democratic National Convention is supporting Vice President Kamala Harris in her bid for president. According to the State Democratic Committee, a virtual vote was held Monday to provide the endorsement. In a statement, Governor Kathy Hochul said that she was, quote, so proud of New York's delegation for joining me to support Vice President Harris. In early July, Hochul was part of a group of Democratic governors who visited the White House to meet with Biden. At the time, Hochul said President Joe Biden, quote, is in it to win it, and all of us pledged our support to him. Congressman Nick Langworthy is introducing a House resolution calling on Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to be fired effective immediately. Langworthy grilled Cheadle during a congressional hearing yesterday.
Your operational lapses, your resource management, and poor judgment nearly resulted in the assassination of President Trump. I mean, the dereliction of duty here is just appalling. The fact that you haven't visited Butler is just maddening to me. You're not taking this job seriously.
Cheadle, however, took full responsibility during the hearing and said that the Secret Service is cooperating with all investigations. And repairs on Dunkirk's harbor breakwater are set to begin this summer. The repairs will cost about $7.5 million in federal funding and will focus on a 1,450-foot stretch of the breakwater's lakeside. Construction is expected to be completed in 2025.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Investigations are underway into a Niagara Falls train derailment that damaged a garage and leaked gallons of diesel fuel. No injuries were reported when the CSX locomotive went off the track near Seneca Avenue Monday morning. According to a spokesperson for CSX, the company and its contractors are working with local officials on the cleanup. State Senate Republican leader Rob Ort, whose district includes the city of Niagara Falls, released a statement thanking first responders for their quick action and saying he intends to approach CSX with, quote, several questions as to how something like this happened. Erie County is continuing to pay down its $250 million financial commitment to the Buffalo Bills' new stadium. The Buffalo News reports more than half of the funds have already been paid in cash, while the remaining dollars will come through borrowing. Though interest rates remain relatively high, a county analysis maintains the long-term cost of the impending debt will be lower than what the county pays for repairs, renovations, and game day expenses at the current Highmark Stadium. The new stadium will be fully owned by New York State. And personnel from the State Department of Environmental Conservation will be helping to fight wildfires in the American West. While 20 emergency responders are heading to Montana, another department employee is being dispatched to Oregon. All expenses of deploying the crews are being paid for by the U.S. Forest Service. 75 wildfires are currently burning in Montana, covering more than 64,000 acres.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.